Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rex Ryan says the difference is not Drake May. The difference is Mike Vrabel, my coach. My coach of the year in the NFL, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I think Vrabel has definitely unlocked Drake May, or maybe Josh McDaniels and what Drake May is doing, decision-making, putting him in the right position. So, like, you could always give credit to coaches for that. Coaches can make quarterbacks, but they can also break quarterbacks. I think Vrabel, it's about the culture. And maybe the way that these guys are buying into it.
That's what I was going to say, is Vrabel's more culture-based, whereas Drake May, you should just give him credit himself, because this is his second season. I know he didn't play all season last year, but he improved. He didn't have that sophomore slump where he came in and was a different guy than we saw the first season. He built upon the skill set that he already had. So
that's Josh, on Drake May. But that's Josh.
But it's also on
no,
Drake.
No, and I'm not taking that away from Drake, but I'm saying it's, you know, is Drake May the same guy without a good offensive coordinator?
I think Vrabel deserves some credit for that, too. Like, I think Josh deserves a lot of credit for the mental makeup that Drake May now currently has. Like, we could all see Drake May was athletically gifted when he came into the NFL, but his current mental situation, like how confident he is, what he's doing on a down-by-down basis, I think Mike Vrabel and especially Josh McDaniels get a lot of credit for that.
Yeah,
I feel like Vrabel really timed this perfectly, because you didn't replace Bill, you replaced Mayo. You have consecutive four-win seasons before yours. And you were allowed to play the quarterback that everybody knew was the future starting in week one. And the runway that he's been given, the coaching staff he has, the budget that he's been able to use.
Yeah.
And the, as of right now, five games in, looks like the first draft pick of Vrabel's tenure was a home run.
Right.
I mean, we were talking about Will Campbell. Who could forget the breathless anxiety from Andy Hart every afternoon about how bad he was? And the offensive line is the worst in the NFL. Remember that?
Yeah.
No,
we don't ever talk about that anymore, do we?
The biggest compliment that you can give a guy playing that position is you don't hear his name.
But you do not. Where do those people go? What happens? Does Andy Hart say I was wrong? Like, I mean that. Like,
I hope so. A lot of credit to Doug Marrone with that offensive line.
But think of all the coaches. Yeah, Doug Marrone, former NFL coach. Josh McDaniels, former NFL coach. You have a staff that's actually experienced with the quarterback that's ready and a roster that's improved. I think Vrabel had a perfect timing to get back here, and I think he's exactly what the team needed.
Well, and he inherited a roster that was bereft and was able to, you know, I don't underestimate the value of some of the veteran guys that he was able to bring in that that he was familiar with, and they're guys that he likes and guys that play the way he wants to play. So.
Do you remember the Andrew Callahan tweet that Drake May was sacked like 82 times in a practice? It's like, maybe don't take it so seriously. If you can't actually hit the quarterback and he's not really allowed to walk away from pressure, maybe it's not the same as a sack in an actual NFL game.
It's really Vrabel's guys, because if you really look at it on both sides of the football, it's other than two guys, Drake May, who was here before Vrabel, and Hunter Henry. But the rest of it is really about Vrabel and the guys that he brought in. On the offensive side of the football, you talk about Will Campbell. You talk about Jared Wilson, the other rookie. You even talk about the center, Bradbury. You look at Moses at right tackle.
Four out of five guys he brought in.
Steph Diggs at your wide receiver position.
Well, and I give credit to, you know, certainly to Drake May and to Steph Diggs when it comes to the development of that relationship, mm-hmm. but probably Josh McDaniels gets a lot of credit on that.
Josh gets most of the credit.
How are you going to say most of the credit, though? Because all offseason, it was Drake and Steph meeting up. We saw so many photos, videos of them taking the time. Josh McDaniels wasn't there for that. That relationship... I'm just saying that relationship started far before preseason, and it was
what relationship?
The relationship between Drake and Steph, the relationship Drake continued to build with Hunter Henry, other guys that were meeting up before any coaches were involved.
Yeah, but he was probably meeting with Josh before.
But Josh wasn't there when they were cultivating that relationship.
No. I'm not talking about that's routes versus air. That's just about running routes.
They made the effort to build upon something, and that's credit to them.
Right, but they were doing that last year. Every year, quarterbacks...
Steph Diggs wasn't here last year.
No, but every year, quarterbacks and wide receivers, they get together as a group. They go out there, they run routes together, and they build this relationship. But at the end of the day, it's about that offensive coordinator and that quarterback coming together and the offense that's put together.
But Shime told you he stinks.
Well, I still think on a down-by-down basis, Josh McDaniels' play calling is average. Like,
down
I don't think
by
it's great.
Down
but
basis.
No, but when you take
you
into
button
account
hooked me.
When you take into account all of the stuff he has done with Drake off of the game field, I think that is where you get the value of Josh McDaniels. The understanding of the game, the understanding of situations, the understanding how to run an offense, I think that's where Josh McDaniels has his value.
And when you hear Brady talk, and this is if you watch Brady and he does the broadcast, and when he talks about quarterbacks and how they can throw their receivers open, how they could put the ball in the right place, and he accredits a lot of that to him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Josh's conversations, those are the things that I'm talking about that Josh McDaniels is doing for Drake May. Hey, when we're running, you know, the back pylon, make sure we're throwing the ball here.
Please don't bring up the back pylon.
Just use that as an example.
I don't want to hear back pylon.
I'm just
again.
Using that. No, Wiggy's great. Wiggy's definitely right.
I'm just using that as an example. So what he's doing is teaching Drake May, okay, here's where we need to be. Here's where we need to go with the football. In this situation, make sure that you're looking the safety off. Like, these are all the things that Josh McDaniel is teaching Drake May. And I'm not saying Drake May doesn't have the talent, but you see when you have a good offensive coordinator.
Can you give him his S also? The man has lived his whole life with an S. Give it to Josh McDaniels. All right, give him the S.
Well, it gets confusing because Mike McDaniel and then Josh McDaniels.
I like Dropkicks Murphy. That's my favorite.
Mr. Josh McDaniel.
But, put the S on it.
Greg, I also think...
Put the S on his name.
Yeah, I always put the S on McDaniels.
Well, you just didn't. Right. I mean, put the S. No. Give the man his S.
Right. He's been so big, he has to be plural. Yes. Greg, the other thing is the existence of McDaniels on the staff has really helped make the absence for health and, you know, obviously fighting cancer for the defensive coordinator, I think, more manageable for the organization, because Vrabel, I'm sure, has been spending a lot of time game planning with the defense, knowing that the offense is under the in control of the hands of Josh McDaniels. So, because we all thought, I mean, just think about where we were after week one.
Yeah.
And how demoralizing that Raiders game was, and where they are now. And the other thing is, should people not react week to week? Like, should you just say the same thing regardless of what the outcome of each game is? Like, well, I find that to be fascinating. Like, did anybody think they would win the way they did Sunday night?
No.
okay, what was the one thing we hadn't seen from Drake May?
Well, Nate Burleson did.
Well, that's right. Well, he's much smarter.
Yes, he did.
What's the one thing that Drake May had yet to do prior to Sunday night?
Fourth quarter comeback.
What is the toughest environment Drake May has played in so far?
Last night, or Sunday night.
And he was able to do the one thing he hadn't been able to do against the best quarterback he's facing in the most difficult environment to do it, and we're supposed to say status quo?
Yeah.
No, like, you base it off of what you see week
to
week.
You get excited.
Right. Yeah. It's so
if the next 3 weeks they lose, then you'll go, oh, man, what the hell is going on here?
It'll be an absolute disaster if
right.
that happens.
And Courtney was right, and that was the Bills' one wonky loss of the season. Right.
But we'll view it as that, and we'll talk about it in that way. But our expectations now, or at least my expectations are, the next 4 weeks, you beat Tennessee, you beat the Saints, you beat Cleveland, and you beat Atlanta, and then you go down to the Bucs, and, okay, that's a game. You can win, but if you lose that game, no big deal.
Right.
You should beat the absolute bag out of the Titans in 2 weeks.
I don't care how it is. I don't care if it's by 2 points or 20. If you win these games, it's a win. Like you can't have any. This is not a contest where you can worry about how things appear.
Yeah, I don't really care how it is, but they should win. If they win, like you said, Curtis, the next four games by a combined 5 points, I got no issues with it.
Right.
You go to Tampa, and that's a game that, all right, hey, maybe you lose that game by a field goal or a touchdown, and then we look at that game and go, okay, here's why they lost. They could have did this better, this. And then you go your next games and you go, all right, the next real challenge that you're going to have is against the Bills at home.
And I want pressure applied to Kraft by the fans and the media the way we do it with the Red Sox. They have a month or so before the deadline.
Less than that.
They have more cash than you could ever need. They have clear needs on the, you know, skill position, line, whatever you want to say. It would be inexcusable for them not to pursue a wide receiver.
Running back, yeah.
Which shouldn't take much. Like, they should absolutely be adding between now
and then. It would be right after the Falcons game, heading into Tampa Bay is when the trade deadline would be. And that would be your position to say, what are we doing here as a team moving forward? Is there a position we can improve on? Is there an area of the football team we need to get better at? Who we call in to see if we can get – because I remember when the Pats did it. Oh, man, I don't remember what year it was. But a major difference that year is when they went out and got Aqib Talib.
Yeah. Huge.
And so, like, that was right at the trade deadline. And he played a major role. I think he helped you win a Super Bowl, correct?
I believe so.
You know, it's been so long ago, but
I think that was in the drought between Super Bowls. He might have helped you get to one.
Okay. All right. But he was a guy that you needed help at the cornerback position. So maybe that's something that you kind of look at. Hey, guess what? If Steph Diggs looks like the old Steph Diggs, maybe you don't roll the dice and go get a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Maybe
he did not win.
Maybe you feel good about it.
Right. And no matter what they do, when it comes to receiver, trade whatever the pick is. This is now an organizational failure for 25 years. You cannot draft receivers. So use a draft pick for a known commodity at that position.
I don't know. Tyquan Thornton looks pretty good. All right. Still to come, Hill Notes at 9:20. Leave one now on any topic on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know
the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.